Now, they used to take a quilt, two quilts, and put newspaper between them. And see, the cold air couldn't get through this paper, so your body heat kept you warm.
Yeah, that'd be good insulation.
You see, the whole wolves of old used to sleep outside. They'd wrap up in newspaper, their legs and arms, see. And they kept the cold air out, and they had their body heat to keep them warm.
Hmm. And how would they attach it?
No, just wrap, wrap the whole body in newspaper.
Just wrap the whole body in newspaper.
Our newspapers are wrapping paper. And
they wouldn't tie to pin it down.
And they'd have a fire, you know, and they'd wrap up in this newspapers. Mm-hmm. And their body heat keep them warm.
Was that for lack of anything else, or because
and
newspapers
lack of anything,
worked?
Yeah, that's the only thing they had, see. They couldn't afford a hotel, and a motel didn't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it was good business to do that, even in homes. See, I don't know, a lot of times I put a real severe winter, and I sleep by myself, I put a newspaper in there, and you slept warm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember that, this winter, if it gets too cold, you put some newspaper between your blankets. It makes a lot of noise, but you turn over something, but it still keeps you warm.
Once it was really dried out. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place, say, that was created on the floor? A
pallet.
Like for children?
Call it a pallet.
Pallet. Okay. Tell me the kinds of soil that you remember people had on the farm.
Well, it had sandy soil, sandy loam, buckshot, and some of it, the different chemicals, sandy loam. It wasn't clay, not a lot of clay land. You had a lot of stiff land, with buckshot, you know, and certain buckshot is like bubble gum. You step in it, see when it's wet. They call it buckshot.
It isn't clay, it isn't sand?
No, it's just black lava, it looks like. You see lava. And it just gets hard, just like concrete. And it's hard to work. Sometimes some people, you know, I got a buckshot, 8 acres of buckshot. I got sandy loam, which is more pliable, see.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't pack.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can't raise an onion or anything in itself because it can't expand, see. The onion or potato can't expand, and sandy loam and it can expand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what was the best kind of land to grow things in?
Sandy loam, it don't pack. Well, it's where they've got too much clay in it, see, it's just like planting in concrete. When it dries, they ain't going nowhere. Nothing can expand.
Yeah,
you can't
hard.
Get it out.
Yeah. It's pretty hard.
It's like planting in concrete. As it dries, you don't have anything. If it's big, you couldn't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sandy loam is pliable, so you can dry it and keep it moist and way down, and the sun can hit the roots, the heat, and the sun can hit it, and sandy loam, and buckshot you can. It's just sealed over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some seasons they do pretty good on buckshot. I don't know what they are, but it's very seldom you can raise anything on buckshot. Now, sandy loam, the old river bottom land, is pretty good. In a valley, the soil washes down this valley, see, and you've got good land. Grazing land is good for grazing land and all kind of different soil.
Mm-hmm.
To raise different things. We see in Arkansas, they got all kinds of soil to raise anything you want. They always just didn't have it. We can raise fruit, we can raise anything, see.
Mm-hmm.
You can't raise potatoes in clay land or anything else. It has to be prime and so it expands.
But if you want the land to give you a big crop, the soil has to be
loose and pliable.
Yeah, and